Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you will have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms, and while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
Hi, Harry Birdwell for the School Land Commission. Every October, state school land is leased at public auction. More than 570 tracts in 30 Oklahoma counties will be offered this year. On Tuesday, October 18th at 9 o'clock, we will be in the Cimarron County Fairgrounds in Boise City, where 92 tracts of land in Cimarron County will be leased. For details, visit clo.ok.gov for auction times and dates.
Well, initial trades expected to be quiet today as traders step into the month of October and the fourth quarter of 2016. Limit losses in cattle and hog futures on Friday could cause more volatility as traders move back into the market today after having the weekend to reassess the situation. Although Monday is the fresh start, a month and a quarter, the futures and cash traders are going to be entering the same bearish market that they left Friday afternoon, except with an even more uncertain outlook on concerns over where beef fundamentals support will lead over the fourth quarter. Packers are expected to enter the week and month of October short bought once again and will be looking for the opportunity to gain access to cattle. Now, cash hog prices continue to follow the consistent and lower pattern despite the aggressive market losses in futures trade at the end of last week. The pressure ahead of the hogs and pigs report and concerns surrounding the bearishness through the rest of the livestock market created limit losses through nearby lean hog futures and pushed contracts to contract lows once again. Now, on the futures, the grain futures, corn futures did close higher on Friday after the market turned around near midday following the USDA stocks report to put corn higher for the week and month. Soybeans bounced after the stocks report but soon retreated to close a few cents higher and near the day's pre-report levels. Soybeans finished lower for the week, month, and the quarter. Now, the soft red winter and spring wheat futures finished higher for the day after USDA sliced 7% off the soft red winter wheat crop and 6.5% off the spring wheat crop. Those changes countered USDA's larger-than-expected quarterly stocks of nearly 2.5 billion bushels. Wheat markets were mixed overall, with soft red winter having a little more trading volume than in recent days. Soft red winter and spring finished higher for the day, while the hard red was lower. The stocks report was a little bearish for wheat when compared with trade expectations, while the lowered production numbers for soft red winter and spring wheat were supportive. We'll have to check futures in a moment.
Since 1987, Superior Livestock has been bringing the market to you live via satellite and now also online. To learn more about America's leader in livestock marketing, call Superior at 800-422-2117 or check us out at SuperiorLivestock.com.
It's a new cattle drive for the modern day. Market your livestock the Superior way.
On our futures, live cattle futures at the close, October down $3 at $98.90. December was down $3 at $100.12. October feeder cattle down $4.35 at $123.15. November down $4.27 at $119.65. October hogs down $3 at $49.02. December was down $3 at $43.97. On the grains, Kansas City, hard red winter wheat. Well, December was down 1¾ at $4.15.5. March was down 1¾ at $4.32. Chicago wheat, December up 3 cents at 4.02. March was up 3 cents, 4.24¾. December corn up 7.5 at 3.36¾. March up 7.5 at 3.46½. November soybeans up 3¾ at 9.54. January up 3 cents, 9.59¼. October cotton down 2.57, 65.72. December down 56 at 67.52. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.